For decades, there have been fights in the West to remove dams that have destroyed salmon runs on once free-flowing rivers. Now, a small tribe in Northern California is taking its fight a step further. The Kadut people say salmon was a staple of their diet for generations, and when four dams on the Klamath River wiped out the salmon runs, they also harmed the health of the people. So the tribe doesn't want the dam's license renewed. The Kadut have taken their fight to Scotland, home base of the company that owns the dams, and they've rallied on the steps of the California Capitol.
This struggle is just beginning. Hold on, fight on, fish on.
NPR's Jeff Brady recently traveled to the tribe's home base in Happy Camp, California, and sent this report.
For centuries before Europeans arrived, the Klamath River was one of the most productive salmon and steelhead streams on the West Coast. Each year, the river teemed with fish, migrating back to the mountain streams where they were born. Tribes along the river relied on those fish for food. One study showed tribal members ate more than a pound of fish a day. Now the Kadut tribe estimates its members eat only about 5 pounds a year. Kadut Vice Chair Leif Hillman says that's because there are fewer fish in the river to catch these days. He blames activities upriver, like farming, logging, and especially the hydroelectric dams. Hillman says fish are central to Kadut culture, and that's why the dams must be removed.
These are issues that are human rights issues because it represents the destruction of living cultures.
Hillman says the Kadut tribe has held on to many of its traditions and kept a lot of influences from the outside world at bay. Isolation is one reason. It takes almost 2 hours of driving along a winding road to reach the tribe's headquarters in Happy Camp, California. It's a place where it's not startling to find a man sitting by his pickup in a folding chair and drumming. It wasn't a special occasion, just tradition, part of the rhythm of life here. Leif Hillman worries about the traditions that are dying out, like older members teaching young men how to catch salmon from the river with big nets. Besides a source of food, this was an important form of exercise for tribe members. These days, instead of balancing on a rock in the river for food, many Kadut members stand in line behind a truck for the monthly government handouts of processed foods like beef and cheese, foods much less healthy than fish.
Traditional staples of Kadut diet have essentially been replaced by the staples provided by the federal government, which leads to all sorts of health problems amongst our people.
A report prepared for the tribe shows diabetes is nearly twice as prevalent among Kaduks as the rest of the U.S., and heart disease more than three times. The tribe submitted the report to the federal government as its evidence of the correlation between the dams and tribal members' declining health. People make all sorts of arguments for removing dams, most citing environmental harm. Arguing that they compromise the health of indigenous people is something new for dam regulators. But the concern over the decline of traditional foods is not a new issue in the native community. Kibi Conti is a registered dietitian and a member of the Oglala Sioux tribe. She says Native Americans evolved along with their food sources. The switch in diet has been abrupt.
Native people in general have experienced radical lifestyle changes with diet and activity level in over just a few generations. And so physically, you know, I don't think our body has fully adapted to the modern diet and lifestyle.
Conti points to a University of Oklahoma study on Native American health.
The Strong Heart study published, a full-blood woman has nine times as the risk of diabetes as a quarter-blood woman.
Conti says research is underway now to determine if returning to a traditional diet reduces disease. Meantime, making this argument to the broader world hasn't been easy. Klamath farmer Bill Kennedy recently attended an information session on the dams.
Give me a break. Come on, let's take some responsibility for who the hell we are. That's like someone smoking and trying to sue a tobacco company because they made them smoke.
Klamath farmers depend on the dams for cheap electricity. Judy Johansson heads PacifiCorp, the company that operates the Klamath River dams. She says she understands the importance of salmon to the Kadooks.
But whether you can really link the construction of the dams to the broader health of the tribe, I don't know. I've not seen that done before, and I've not seen that study.
Johansson says taking away the cheap hydroelectric power that the dams provide is a tough argument to make in these days of rising energy prices. If the utility, farmers, tribes, and environmentalists fail to resolve their differences, weighing the tribes' health claims will be up to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which oversees the dam licensing process. Jeff Brady, NPR News.